Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Baldwin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Baldwin. Vizquel moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pena hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kreider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreider strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Vizquel moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pena batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pena is 0 for 1 in the game. Pena hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Poole now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to third. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Kreuter and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vizquel moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Julian Tavares now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berga throws to second for 1, and Vizquel throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Guillen scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Leoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Leoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreuter bunts between the mound and first base. Tavares scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kreuter for the out. Baines moves to third. Martinez moves to second. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. Martinez moves to third. Durham moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. Durham tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Larry Thomas now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga is hit by the pitch. Vizquel moves to second. Bill Simas now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks, Bell strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett's pinch hits for Scott Laos. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco pinch hits for Tony Pena. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now catching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing first base. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreuter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Kreuter reaches second base with a double. Norberto Martin pinch runs for Chad Kreuter. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche now catching. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.